This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is now free of exceptional drought conditions, which is the worst drought category. But federal data show about 83% of the state remains in a moderate drought or worse. A year ago, half the state was considered drought-free. The northeast and southwest corners of the state are the driest places on the map right now. Just two small spots are drought-free. Those are around Jackson and Larimer counties, and in Chaffee County. Voters in Colorado Springs will vote on two ballot measures on recreational cannabis this November. One would legalize the sale of recreational marijuana. The other would tax it at 5%. Colorado Springs chose to opt out of recreational marijuana after the state legalized it a decade ago. At the time, city officials said the area's large military presence, as well as marijuana's illegality on the federal level, meant it didn't make sense for the city. Potato farmers in the San Luis Valley can finally sell their crop in most of Mexico, 20 years after an initial trade deal was signed. The Mexican Supreme Court approved the agreement last year. That could bring Colorado farmers millions of new customers, but Jim Ehrlich is doubtful the deal will last. He directs the Colorado Potato Administrative Committee in Monte Vista.
Once the new harvest comes in September and we can actually ship larger volumes, we anticipate they're going to come up with some kind of roadblock.
Ehrlich says the Mexican market has been blocked for decades, and he expects potato farmers there will try to shut it down again. Shipments from U.S. farms have been going into Mexico since May. The first pick in Major League Baseball's draft Sunday has a name that's familiar to fans of the Colorado Rockies. Jackson Holliday was chosen by the Baltimore Orioles. Jackson's dad is Matt Holliday, who played for the Rockies from 2004 to 2008 and again in 2018. It's hot again today across the state with highs in the 90s in Colorado Springs and Metro Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.